The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It is 1 minute after the hour of 6 p.m. on Monday, June 22nd, 2020, and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. I am Sam, and with me is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day, so I'm a little bit sweaty and slightly sunburnt, actually, I think.
Yeah, I've decided to open the window behind me to get some air breathing in here. So if you hear birds a-singing or cars a-honking, just know that that is the nature of the beast when you're doing live production out of your house. So, and you know, prefer not to get, you know, sweat all over my microphone or my mixer board here.
Sounds about right.
So education is over now, right? I mean, for the year?
No, Sam. There's all kinds of summer learning that, of course, students and parents are engaging with and things like that. But definitely take some breaks and play outside and give your brain a break. I mean, reading books is always a good thing, right? No matter whether school is in session or not. But go outside, play, be in parks.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
What do I mean?
You mean that, last Friday was the final day of school for most school districts in the state, including here in Tacoma. And so it's officially summer break. Lots of kids were able to either drop their materials back at school, maybe wave goodbye to principals or classroom teachers, things like that. The virtual graduation ceremonies have gone live on the Tacoma schools sites and things like that, and regional schools as well, Federal Way, Fife, Clover Park. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, yes, education is done, over with. Well, there's a world around us to educate.
The 2019-2020 school year is over, and it is one of the weirdest school years in living memory, I'd say.
I think it does qualify as one of the most unusual school years. We'll have to see whether 2020 to 21 is equally unusual. The nice thing is that whatever we do in the fall, we'll have time to prepare.
Yeah. I think that's the major difference, is that all this sort of came down while the school year was happening, which gives it a different feel from 2020. I expect next year you guys will the education community will I don't want to dismiss things, but like you said, more time to prepare, an understanding of what's going on, and things will be a little bit smoother for everyone, I think.
I'm hoping so. And as soon as we have more of the definitive guidelines in from the school districts around our region, I'm thinking we'll share those on the Daily Briefing as well. But a lot of those are still in process of figuring out what things are going to look like.
Absolutely. So shall we get to the briefings?
We shall.
All right.
State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found, guess where? Online, in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. You can dial 311 to get to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are still staffing that coronavirus Q&A line, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. The number for that's 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to border news, at least 6 U.S. visitors to Canada who received authorized entry because of their status as essential workers received $1,200 fines for taking sightseeing detours to hike through Banff National Park. The Canada-U.S. land border is still closed to non-essential travel, except for immediate family members of Canadian citizens or residents who are reuniting with family, and for Americans who are driving through Canada to get to Alaska. Alaska-bound travelers are expected only to engage in essential needs while in Canada, which does not include sightseeing. So I guess for all intents and purposes, Canada is closed.
Canada's closed to us, and if they see your American license plate at one of their parks, you can, I guess, expect a ticket at this point.
Yeah. All right, moving on to state-level information. The USDA Summer Food Service Program is available for children while school is not in session. To find a summer meal site near you, text food or
comida
at 877-877 or visit nokidhungry.org. You can also call 1-800-322-2588 or visit parenthelp123.org online. Locally, Tacoma Public Schools will be coordinating summer meal distribution. More information can be found at tacomaschools.org. Yakima Health District officials are urging residents to forego any kind of gatherings as Yakima has the highest rate of COVID-19 per capita in the western United States, and hospitals are at capacity. Facial coverings are now legally required while in public in Yakima County.
So besides not traveling to Canada, I guess don't travel to Yakima County at this point.
Yeah, unless you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got some Pierce County news. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is urging residents to consider getting tested if they have been unable to maintain safe physical distance from others while at a gathering or through the course of work or shopping. The department also urges testing for individuals who have been in contact with someone who has COVID-19 and for members of Black, Latino, Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, and Native communities, even if they aren't experiencing symptoms. Those are the hardest hit communities in Pierce County. The health department is also hiring temporary full and part-time workers for contact tracing, lab coordination, and administrative support at up to $27.68 an hour. Bilingual individuals who are part of hard-hit communities are especially sought. Links to applications can be found at tpchd.org or by going to seeker.worksourcewa.com. Pierce County Parks are opening more amenities while complying with Phase 2 guidelines. Playgrounds will reopen with posted guidelines of no more than 5 children on each structure and supervised parental support to keep 6 feet apart. Additional park restrooms will be open, but continuous access is not guaranteed. Portable units may still be used at some locations. Sports complexes may accommodate practices in preparation for game and tournament play that will be beginning in Phase 3. Teams must register for use and follow sporting activities guidance from the state. Sprinker Rec Center down in Spanaway will be open for scheduled fitness and individual instruction activities starting today through July 5th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. The Sprinker Skate Park will be open starting today through July 5th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I believe after July 5th, the hours are extended to 8 p.m. through Labor Day. Sprinker Ice Operations will be open for pre-registered freestyle and instructional stick and puck sessions. Heritage Park soccer fields are open for small group practices only, but individuals must contact Rec Coordinator Jared Bucci at 253-798-4121 to rent the fields. Baseball and softball fields remain closed at this time. And all of this information about the parks can be found at piercecountywa.gov/parks.
Locally here in Tacoma, on Thursday, June 25th at 11 a.m., Tacoma's Rainbow Center will be distributing fresh boxed meals, non-perishable food boxes, masks, and hygiene and sanitizing supplies at 2215 Pacific Avenue, again here in Tacoma. More information is available by calling 253-383-2318. All right, and now our testing sites. There are numerous free testing sites available in our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For King County locations, including Auburn City Adventist Church, Seymour and Federal Way, and the Kent Public Health Center, call 206-744-0400 or 253-681-6600 or visit kingcounty.gov. In Pierce County, free tests are conducted at nearly all Kaiser Network locations, Franciscan Prompt Care Centers, Multicare locations, and the Hilltop, Eastside, Spanaway, and Lakewood Community Health Care Centers. Seymour Community Health Center in Hilltop also has testing, the Pearl Street Walgreens for adults only, and the Sprinker Rec Center in Spanaway will be hosting a drive-through COVID-19 testing site from June 27th through June 29th. You can call 253-798-4000 for more information. The Tacoma Dome this week on Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. will have testing. Register at thelittleclinic.com or call 1-888-852-2567 and select option 3. All Pierce County testing locations, along with their phone numbers and addresses, can be found on the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org. Patients can also call their health care providers. In general, patients should arrive at testing sites wearing face coverings and expect the process to take about 15 minutes. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour turnaround time. All tests just listed are for active infection, not antibody serology tests. That's all the updates we have for today. So we are still in phase two, and there are no other updates on nearby counties at this time as far as phase information goes. And it looks like the number of active cases discovered here in Pierce County has climbed up a little bit in recent days. I would expect that we are going to be on phase two for some time. It would not surprise me at this point to be in phase two throughout most of the summer. What's your feel? Now, I'm not an official. I am not a person who understands these things, but this is sort of the gut feeling I'm getting from the way officials are talking.
I think that the Pierce County Health Department actually has had some discussions about that, and they've published on their blog what it would be needed for phase three, and they're not talking any timeline at this point because the things that are required are much more detailed outlines of how the county and how businesses and how individuals and how establishments and organizations and schools are going to be dealing with all of this and how this will sort of continue and how we look at counts and things like that. But you're right in that our Pierce County count for active cases has ticked up since entering phase two. But we also want to recognize that, well, lots of folks weren't able to get tested. And now, as we talked about in last week's briefing, the governor and the state secretary of health kind of turned that around and said, all right, we've got enough testing supplies. The tests are free, at least through the end of this month, because the insurance commissioner has instructed all insurances to waive copays and fees. We want people to get tested. And that's kind of a change and a turnaround from, you know, the first 2 months of the pandemic, where it was really only tests were really only for people that were symptomatic or, you know, working in healthcare. But now it's for everyone and anyone.
In the spirit of the stairway, in hindsight, I suppose, maybe it was bad for me to say to give any timeline at all. But what I'm really trying to do is to counsel patients here with the way things going on with increased testing, with the summer months and people going out more.
And that's patients with a CE at the end,
that's
right?
Patients with a CE.
Yeah. So we want to be patient, stay safe, stay distant, I guess, wash hands, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. So no interview today, I believe. Is that the news?
That is the case. Okay. But we do have some good interviews coming up later this week.
All right. You're really enjoying the interview process, aren't you? Hey, if you have some interview ideas, if you think there's some people we should be talking to and getting involved with, we love hearing from the community. We love getting pointers like that. Some of our best interviews have come from people who have made suggestions to us rather than stuff we've come up with ourselves. And we want to, like I said, you know, in the very early days of talking about KTQA, we want to be a mirror for the community. And so if you think something needs to be getting more attention than it's getting, you know, maybe we can help out with that here in the community.
Definitely. If you've got a story to tell or are working on a project or you know someone that is, you should get in touch with us or have them get in touch with us.
Absolutely. Well, that's all we've got for today. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources through the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you could call or text us, you know, with those interview ideas at 253-330-8821. That's all we've got for today. I'm going to get back to building my circuits for this weekend, and we will talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.